This year on NPR, we're exploring 50 great voices, singers who've made their mark across the decades. Today, the voice of Freddie Mercury. The late singer is best known as the frontman for the 70s rock group Queen. And NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji has our profile.
Mercury is an element that stays fluid when the temperature dips low or soars high. Mercury is the Roman messenger god, wings on his sandals, moving quickly from place to place. Freddie Mercury was the mercurial rock star who chose a stage name in perfect harmony with his voice. He wasn't always the unstoppable British glam rocker Freddie Mercury.
The name we selected for him is Farrell. That was his birth name.
That's Mercury's mother, Jer Bulsara, from the film Freddie Mercury, The Untold Story. Farrukh Bulsara was Parsi, a group with ties to ancient Persia, but both of his parents were from India. He was born on the East African island of Zanzibar, once a base for Persian Gulf traders.
In this very hospital, the government hospital Zanzibar, on the 5th of September 1946, Farrukh Bulsara first saw the dazzling light of the world.
The film was directed by Rudi Dolezal. He portrays Mercury as an artist who mastered his craft in the West, but came of age in the East.
Mustafa Ibrahim. For example, if you listen to a song like Mustafa, you think, I mean, this is very strange. I mean, what kind of cultural influences? Where does it come from? If you now know that Freddie was born in Zanzibar, then went to India, then came to London, which again was like a culture shock, then you sort of can see it's like a little bit of multiculturalism that was sort of combined in Freddie Mercury and the way he used his voice.
Freddie Mercury's voice was untrained and unpredictable. Mercurial, throttling from an earthy baritone to a wild but heavenly tenor. Singer Adam Lambert spent hours upon hours listening to Queen, trying to figure out how Mercury did it so he could do it for his American Idol audition.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head.
Freddie's voice, it has such a texture to it. He kind of like grabs at everything. He squeezes it.
A virtual unknown before American Idol, Adam Lambert finished the season belting out We Are the Champions, taking Mercury's place beside Queen guitarist Brian May. But Lambert says no one can sing it quite like Freddie.
During We Are the Champions, there's that one part where he goes, of the world, and he holds that out for a really long time, and it kind of like echoes off into the distance. You know what I'm talking about? Of the world. Instead of just being like open with like world and just singing it through an open throat, he kind of goes like world, like he squeezes it. Ah. And it's like, it gives it this like emotional intensity.
That squeeze gave Freddie Mercury the ability to hold a strong, forceful note that also trembled with vulnerability. Not quite vibrato, more like a shout on the verge of crumbling into a sob. The mercurial showman, Freddie Mercury could go from singing a ballad at a baby grand to high-stepping like a rock star, wielding a microphone that looked like it was just ripped from its base.
It was about the music, but he also really captivated the audience because he was so electric. That's why he's an icon, because you remembered what he did on stage. He had a presence. There's definitely something missing in today's music, in the scene. We don't have a lot of men on stage doing flamboyant or theatrical. We have a lot of female pop stars doing it, but where's that classic rock, pop showman?
Freddie Mercury's stage performance was humorous, camp, but he was very serious about entertaining the fans.
Freddie's deos, they used to call him. Because he would do the deo and all that kind of stuff, and the audience would do them straight back at him, perfectly every time, and he was always quite amazed by that.
Jackie Smith met Mercury in 1982 after responding to a want ad for a Queen fan club manager. 28 years later, she still has the job. Smith always had a backstage pass to Queen stadium shows, but she preferred to watch Mercury from the stands.
The atmosphere was incredible out the front. There were, 120,000 people, I think, at the last show, which was Nebworth. And it was like you were still part of an intimate crowd, because Freddie almost reached every single one of those people, even those right at the back. All we hear is Radio Gaga,
Radio Gugu, Radio Gaga. 240,000 hands in sync doing All We Need Is was like, oh my God.
Rudy Dolezal, director of Freddie Mercury, The Untold Story, adds that offstage, Mercury was humble and always put his voice before his ego.
I can tell you one thing about his voice, which I think is a unique story. We all know that Freddie Mercury had very strange teeth. And we would ask ourselves, well, a guy who is that rich, why didn't he change his teeth? And he was very afraid that if he would change his teeth, that his particular sound of how his voice sounded would go away. So his voice was more important to him than his looks. And I think that says a lot about the man.
The humble showman from the East and the West with a quicksilver voice. Freddie Mercury chose a stage name that represented who he was and how he sang. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
You can see video and hear songs by Freddie Mercury at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.